Anyway, so this is the first podcast. This is the first episode, I think, in what, 16, that doesn't have a guest?
It's like 4 months, something like that.
Why did we stop doing them?
Mostly, I think it was because we had a solid stream of really successful, like, famous YouTubers and internet celebrities who wanted to be on our show that we didn't need to do guestless episodes if we didn't want to. And they also weren't really serving much of a point. However, we do want to keep the audience updated and what's going on and kind of have an introductory episode for people to listen to if they are wondering sort of like what's going on, and also kind of talk about what is going on behind the scenes and who Lars really is and who I am. My name's not Joe. Let's just get that out of the way. My name's actually Robert. I play Joe on the podcast. Joe is a fictionalized version of me, Robert.
Aren't you glad, audience, to know that that's not a real character?
Well, Joe's a character. My actual name is Robert.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, but the Joe character on TV is not the same one as like the person that you actually are.
You'll be happy to know that. I don't know if you'll be happy to know, but you might be interested to know that when Lars and I are actually talking about the direction of the show and the story arcs that we're developing behind the scenes, we literally refer to my character as the Joe character, and I'm not even joking. Lars, isn't that what we do?
Well, not quite, but it is true. Like, I've always wanted to, like, expose the audience to what Joe and I are like behind the scenes, because it's not entirely an act, but there's a lot going on in terms of, like, characterization and exaggeration that, like, you may not be aware of. Like, there's a lot of fake banter on the episodes. I don't know, you guys probably noticed, where, like, we're pretending to, like, get on each other's nerves a lot, and we'll just be like, oh, shut up, and just, like... That's not real, though. That's not actually how we operate at all.
Before we fully spin this web of lies, my name's not actually Robert. It is Joe. We do refer to the Joe character, though, because it is...
Well, it's Joe Robert Rosenblum.
It is... So, the Joe character on the episode is a semi-fictionalized version of myself that I play for the sake of comedy. It's an exaggerated version of myself. That's more awkward.
Yeah.
And more outlandish. And I would say the jokes are kind of like actual things I would say, but they would be more clever in real life. They're kind of like dumb. Like, I feel like I play a doofus version of myself on the podcast.
Yeah, and you're already kind of a doofus in real life, so it's like doofus squared.
Doofus city.
Yeah, let's not make our audience do math on the podcast, though, Joe.
Moving on. I feel like the podcast is basically a culmination of, like, not inside jokes, but, like, things that we would come up with in real life.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something very different.
What did you think I was going to say?
Because I thought you were going to say it's a culmination of not incest per se. Okay. Yeah, Joe and I are not related. Yeah.
No.
No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
I mean, not as far as we know. It's possible a little Joe got in Lars.
Yikes, I don't know what to say to that.
Just cut that. Cut that.
Yeah, I'll be sure to cut that in the editing room. I will not leave that in at all, don't worry.
Right.
Okay, so one of the questions I wanted to go over is... Based on the idea that Coleman Slosky from our server is one of our OG members. He was here from like I don't know the number, but it was like one of the first days where we started to pop off, and he's listened to every episode and he's talked to us about it and everything.
Day one.
And so like
a lot of the
episodes that he talked about are no longer in existence, and I kind of feel like there's a lot of like links in the episodes now that just aren't here anymore. And I kind of wanted to explain what was going on with that.
Yeah. Probably a good solid 25 to 40% of the episodes are gone. I don't know, Lars, do you know what that number is? Like, probably like a third of the episodes are gone that we've ever recorded.
Yeah, and it's almost all of them are centered around the beginning. Like, almost none of the new episodes are gone. I don't think any episodes from, like, the second half are gone.
And there's one, I would say one main reason why that is. in case you listen to the podcast from the beginning of what we have available now, and you'll hear references to things that are not on there. Like, oh, on our, like in the first episode with Pogo, you'll hear like, oh, in a previous episode, but like there are no previous episodes.
Yeah.
And that's because we've deleted them.
The main reason that they're not there anymore is that they're not very good.
And another thing is that we had a lot of guestless episodes at the beginning. Originally, it was really only guestless episodes for the first 9 episodes.
Yeah.
And then we had a guest on in that. So Pogo was actually like the 8th or 9th episode that we recorded.
Yeah. Imagine basically the We Don't Suck podcast, except like really, really rough and without like the funny bits. That's kind of where it was at.
Well, or like there's a couple funny moments per episode while we're creating a prototype of what would eventually...
Also, they weren't that funny. Like, some of them were... Like, it's like 2 or 3 moments where you just be like, huh.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't feel too bad about taking them down. If you catch a reference on an older episode, it's like, you might miss 1 or 2 things, but it's fine. Just, like, the second era of the show is really what the show is all about. That's kind of what we kind of landed on. I'm pleased with it, and...
And if you do want to know what a reference is that you're just not sure, go on our fandom. What is it? It's thefirstpodcast.fandom.com. And honestly, we have all of our lore and references up there.
Yeah, if you want to catch a reference or something, that's a good way to do it. But basically, I feel like most of it's kind of out, like you get it via context, like, oh, what's the rewind gag? Oh, the joke is obviously that they pretended like they were rewinding, but the clip is out of context. Like, that's the joke, obviously.
Yeah, or some other example. Oh, yeah.
Nicely done, Joe. Jesus. You said you were sleepy. I can see why.
There's a lot of lazy humor on our podcast.
Well, from one half of us, yeah.
So, another way that we've changed, besides the format of the show, is just the production quality. Like, we've both gotten better mics. Lars, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about the mic that I initially was using?
Oh, the back end of the mic?
it was like a $10 compression mic that I picked up on Amazon like 5 years ago, and I wasn't really sure which end to talk into, so I was talking.
So, guys, like, imagine just like a typical microphone where so it has like basically 2 ends. One of them has like a lot of wires and stuff, and on the other end of it has like a grill that looks different from the rest of it. So, like, try to picture which side of it you would talk into, and then flip it around.
So that's what the first episode sounded like. It basically sounded like this. And then you should just put in like a filter to make it sound like what it sounded like. That's what it sounded like. So that's why we got rid of the episode.
No, you should just go to the other side of your mic and talk.
Oh, okay. So, but this is a Blue Yeti, so it's gonna sound good no matter what.
Well, it'll sound worse if it's on the other end of it.
Yeah, but it's just, I don't want to move the mic around. I'm gonna have to wait for it to stop vibrating.
I'm fine. Go ahead.
All right.
So, I'm gonna leave all this in, by the way, I think.
So if you're wondering what it sounded like before when I was talking into the wrong end of a different model mic.
This is what it sounded something like this.
All right, now I'm gonna
put that's accurate.
I'm gonna put the mic back. Gonna tighten it up a little. It got loosened. So bear with me here. I'm glad we're leaving all of this in. That's another staple of our show. Hold on, I have to wait for it to stop vibrating.
That's what she said.
Lars, come on, we're doing an episode. No pee-pee humor. I feel like that's a staple of our show, that one that I really, really like, is that we leave in stuff, like bloopers, basically. Who doesn't like a nice blooper? So, like, we leave that stuff in sometimes. Not always. Sometimes. For you.
Usually, if we get into some meta discussion about, like, oh, should we leave this in or that, or, like... I usually almost always just toss it all in because it's funnier that way. It gives the impression of chaos, but like in an amusing way, I think.
Yeah, all the pleasure of chaos with none of the disheartenment of despair.
Yeah, this would be a good place for an ad placement, but we agreed not to do them this episode.
Speaking of which, moving on.
Yep, not this time.
That's where the ad would have gone.
Yeah, that would have been perfect. Oh, man, I kind of almost don't want to waste it, but that's fine.
All right, rewind.
To what?
Aren't you glad we just played that ad? See, I saved us. I gave us the opportunity.
You seem like the kind of person who would love that orange you glad I didn't say banana joke.
I was going to tell that earlier.
Oh, okay.
I was going to tell that this very episode.
By the way, favorite nickname on the Discord server and is listening in right now, Dorcas the Dipstick.
Say hi, Dorcas. Of which he can't because he's muted.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Thank you for your nickname. I appreciate it.
Keep up the good work, buddy.
So, Joe. Jesus.
Hey, Lars. How's it going?
Okay. Hey. Are you tired or something? You sound tired.
Sorry. Let me slap myself on the face. All right, now I'm
hot. Now ASMR.
Now I'm awake. Not tired anymore. No.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a little sleepy, I guess. No, I mean, not really. A little bit. Yeah.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Lars. How's it going?
It's going.
Cool. So, what's up?
What do you mean, what's up? You just asked me.
You said, hi, Joe. I thought you had something to say.
No, I was just good saying hello to my podcast partner.
Hey.
What you been up to, dude? Tell me about your life.
You know, just living the dream.
Joe, you shouldn't be blanking on this. Just tell me what you've been up to like a normal person.
My dog is on the other side of the door, kind of scratching at the door, so I wasn't sure if it was making too much noise for the mic. Well, my dog's birthday is kind of coming up, so I thought that I would commission a portrait of him for his birthday, so that's going on. I'm commissioning a portrait for my dog's birthday.
Boy, you're really just the modicum of success that you have achieved. You're really living the dream with that, Joe.
I feel like here's what I think about when people say living the dream, life's a miracle. Like, people don't say that, but basically it means like you're incredibly depressed and in a state of despair.
Why?
Living the dream. I don't know. I feel like when people say that. How's it going? Living the dream. It's deeply sarcastic and disheartening.
Do you think there's a problem with sarcasm, though, or that sentence in particular?
Living the dream.
No, because people are just like, well, you know how it goes. Every day is a blessing. You know, just people say stuff that's like, they don't really, it's not, it's just them saying like, sarcastically, I'm doing amazing.
I think it's also that people run out of things to say. It's part of that small talk that we do, like, hey, how's it going? Oh, hey, what's up? So instead of saying, instead of saying, oh, hey, what's up? People go,
oh,
like,
it's instead of sneezing every time you see someone.
Yeah. They just go living the dream. It's just another thing to say.
Yeah. I mean, most people, when I talk to them, they just say, oh, I'm doing okay, or I'm doing good. They don't mean it, though.
Yeah, sometimes they say living the dream, but I feel like when they say that, living the dream, it's like...
Small talk is really stupid, to be honest. Like, what's the point of it?
It's almost just like saying hi. 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 Okay.
I've noticed that, like, I like my coworkers more, the ones where I'm like, hey, and it's like, we just do, like, the smile and nod, and... We don't really get into it. It's like, I appreciate those people more than the ones where I have to be like, so how's it going, buddy? What's been going on in the department?
And I completely agree. I much prefer the people where I can just raise my dimples and do the white person smile and raise my hand up in the air a little bit versus the people that are like, oh, hey, Joe, how are you? Is today a good day? Makes me feel like I'm not mentally retarded, but like... There's something wrong with me.
Oh, does everyone approach you like that? Where they're just like, hi, Joe. You're a champ for making it to work today. They're not like that.
No, mostly just one or two people that are just like, is today a good day? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, today. Yep. I usually just say yes. Today's a good day.
I went through a drive-thru the other day. I forgot what it was, but I was just like, hey, can I get this and that? And they're like, yeah, right. Here's your total. And then I went up to the people at the window and they were like, oh, it's blah, blah, blah. I handed them my card. They handed it back and then they gave me the food and I was like, thanks. They were like, you're welcome. That was the end of it. It was really great. It was just like, none of the stuff that you don't need at all. Just, I'm here for the transaction. We don't dislike each other. It's just there's no need to, like, discuss this further. You know what I mean?
I feel like this is a very California topic.
Yeah, but we both live in California.
I know.
So that makes sense.
I know, but I think people in California are, like, kind of antisocial.
What? No, it's not. I'm not saying it because I don't want to talk to them. I'm just saying because, like, I don't need to, and they're acknowledging that they don't need to either.
Yeah, I know. All right, that's fine.
I mean, I guess it would be different elsewhere.
My brother Jeff, he drives for Postmates.
Stop trying to make your brother Jeff happen on the podcast.
I'm just saying, he drives for like Postmates and Instacart. So he had like 30 receipts in his pocket, and he was leaving Trader Joe's one day, and then they were like, "Oh, can we see your receipt?" They check receipts on the way out. So he's fishing through his pocket, and he has like 30 receipts. So
how can he fish in his pocket?
So the manager comes out because he's
I'm
taking
confused.
Too
can
long.
Can you explain that one, Joe?
And, no. Stop trying to
please,
derail
please
my
do.
Story.
Please explain the fishing in your brother's pocket. If
I
you're
think
gonna,
everybody
if you're gonna make
knows
Joe,
what you
if you're gonna make Joe
knows.
Happen on the podcast, you have to explain.
Jeff, you mean? Everyone knows what I mean. So he's fishing through his pocket. He's looking for the receipts. That's it.
Okay, Joe.
He's looking for the receipt. That's what it means.
But you said fishing. So
yeah,
how does he
figure
fish?
Of speech. It's an expression.
What do you mean Mars. Figure of speech? What do you mean expression?
He's fishing through his pocket.
Does he find spaghetti in his pockets?
No, there's no spaghetti in his pockets.
Okay. Oh, so this is not a copy pasta. Okay.
No, this is not the pasta cast with spaghetto.
And
anyway, the manager comes over and says, "You've got to clear out your pockets. You're hoarding." And my brother's just like, "Excuse you." And then on the way out, they're like, "We'll see you next time." And he's like, "Oh God, I hope not. I hope I never see you again, you judgmental asshole."
Is that what he said?
I might have embellished.
Oh, dude, that reminds me of that story. I think I told you this one time via text where, like, I was driving for Postmates myself and I went to this pizza place. Do you remember this story, Joe?
No.
Okay, so I went to a pizza place and it was delivering. It was one of those rich people where it's like they have you deliver it across the street. And so, like,
I don't.
Postmates
will get. Have you deliver across the... Oh, yeah. They order from across the street. Yes, okay, I get it.
Yeah, it's like, it's lazy, but, like, they're clearly rich and they don't need to care, so it's like, it's whatever, that's fine. If they want to pay for it, that's their deal.
Yep.
And then, so, like, they have a hot bag that you can bring in Postmates and DoorDash and pretty much everything else. Like, it's optional to put the food in to keep it warm, which, like, you can bust out, but, like, in the amount of time it would have taken for me to, like, go get the hot bag from my car and then, like, bring it inside and open it up and have her put the pizza inside and then, like, close it up and then put it back in my car and then repeat the process again at the customer's house, like, it would have tripled the delivery time, so I just, like, didn't even bother with it.
Yeah.
And so I went in and she's like, "Do you have your hot bag?" And I was like, "Yeah, I mean, it's, like, it's in my car. It's just a whole ordeal. It's not gonna help." And she's like, "Oh, well, next time, if you're gonna deliver for us, you need to have your hot bag." This was not the Postmates lady, this was, like, the lady at the pizza place.
Well, she had pride in what she does. She baked this pizza from scratch. This is her family recipe.
It wasn't at all. She was, like, someone who was, like, my age that clearly didn't give a shit otherwise.
Well, if she didn't give a shit, she would not have strictly enforced the procedure for her homemade recipe that she crafted in a past life when she was her great-grandma, Betty.
I feel like that could apply to your brother Jeff's situation just as well, though, Joe, where it's like, what, maybe the Trader Joe's employee, you know, crafted the receipt recipe from, you know, back in the day and
takes time. Trader Joe's, that's not a family-owned corporation, you know, or a family-owned business.
Yes, it is.
Wait, what was yours from? Pizza John?
Pizza Anonymous. I don't know. I don't remember what it was called.
It was probably like Anchovies Gargantuan.
I think it was the Pizza Press, which is a chain.
Yeah, see? Trader Joe's is not a chain.
Yes, it is.
Trader Joe's, there's only one. It's in Brea.
No.
Moving on.
Yeah, please. Okay.
One time I actually got food poisoning so bad.
By the way, I think this is, we got off to a better start once we actually got into things. I think this is starting to turn into a better, like, old style guestless episode.
Yeah. Well, let's just take turns telling stories.
Okay.
I'll tell a really bad one now. Wait, is Rav on the episode?
No, that's Liv.
Oh, okay.
That was an inside joke from another voice chat. Thank you for tuning in, Liv.
Thanks. So I once got food poisoning so bad from having Trader Joe's sushi, and it was shrimp, and I don't know what compelled me to have shrimp. I guess I was just in the mood for sushi, and I was hanging out with my ex at the time. Shout out to Stacy if you're listening.
Oh, God.
Hi, Stacy. And she...
Stacy's mom has
got it going on. She's all I ever wanted, and I've been waiting for so long.
Stacy, can't you see? You're just not the girl for me.
I know it might be wrong, but I'm in love with Stacy's mom.
I don't know the rest of it. That's all I know.
Ooh.
You just sounded like you were having the orgasm of like a castrated deer. Like a recently castrated one.
Stacy's mom.
All right, let's please move on from this segment. Go ahead and tell your story about Stacy's mom.
I got food poisoning from the sushi, and it hurt my stomach.
Is that the end of it?
That's it.
Oh. I mean, I guess that sucks.
Don't have sushi from Trader Joe's. That's the moral
really?
Of the story.
I feel like I would trust Trader Joe's sushi.
No, you would think, and I did, and it was a mistake, and I want you to learn from my mistake.
Okay, I'm not really like a sushi guy, to be honest.
I also miss Europe. All right, moving on.
Oh, European sushi is even worse.
Well, I had sushi in London that was good. Kind of flavorless, though. It was like very fresh and tender, but it didn't have so much flavor.
You expected flavor from London.
I know, that was my own damn fault.
You ever seen like traditional like English cooking?
Oh, and real quick, Liv says, why the fuck would you buy sushi from Trader Joe's of all places? And so I started to get into this. It's because Stacy wanted to go to Trader Joe's, and I was hungry, and I wanted sushi, and they had it there. So I was like, oh, they have it here, that's perfect, so I'm gonna get it.
Wait,
I got food poisoning.
How did Liv tell you that?
Liv just said, well, she is in the chat.
How'd she get to the chat? I'm confused.
Well, the Discord chat.
Where can people go to tune into that, though?
Well, she's on the recording chat right now. Are you looking in the general chat? Or?
No, but how could people hypothetically tune in?
Are you on the guest suggestions chat where you can suggest guests to come? I'm confused. Are you in the voice chat?
Joe, I'm trying to lead people to our show. Let's not make a joke out of that one.
I'm not making a joke. I'm confused because of the very many different chats that all serve a purpose. You can suggest guests that could be on the podcast. You can discuss the podcast and, you know, talk more about your favorite hosts, Joe and Lars.
And how would they get to the Discord server in general to even see those?
Oh, that's what you're getting at. Discord.t1podcast.com.
Discord.t1podcast.com. Tune into episodes live. Most of them are with a guest. This time not. But yeah, if you want to go ahead and say hello to the hosts and the guests on the guest episodes, if you want to chat with fellow fans like Argentinian Tomas, aka Wretched Nemo. Wow, I apologize for that.
Lars and I have connections all across every industry known to man. So if there's somebody that you want to have on the show, just drop off a guest suggestion in the guest suggestions chat.
Yeah, like if you have like a notable anal topographer that you want to hear from, that's a good way to do it.
Or an analropist. Or something. Like an analysis therapist, an analropist.
It's a funny joke, Joe.
From Arrested Development. Tobias Funke.
Anal rape. Funny.
Okay.
No, that is from Arrested Development. I'm just kind of like hanging you out to dry. Yeah, I do love Tobias as a character.
Who?
Tobias Funke.
See, this time I was leaving you out to dry.
Oh, it was kind of awkward though, because it was like unprompted though.
Yeah, when you do it, it's funny. When I do it, it's awkward.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see a double standard?
That's the point of a double standard.
Hey, if you're tuning in the chat, do you guys see a double standard? Is there a double standard? Am I going crazy? Is there a double standard?
The philosophical issue with a double standard is I'm supposed to be blind to it, Joe. Obviously, I can't see it.
No, you're thinking of a double blind survey. The double standard is one in which you leave me out to dry and it's funny, and I leave you out to dry.
Oh, we could talk about double blind surveys all day.
Let's talk about a priori knowledge, because I have the a priori knowledge, prima facie, that you have left me out to dry, assuming it would be funny, And when I did it, it was not funny. What gives?
Yeah, that's some good I prior knowledge.
Prima facie. I mean, you can get me wrong.
Prima nocta, Joe. Prima nocta.
Hey, I'm just Purdueing.
Did you just say you're Purdueing?
I'm just trying to Purdue.
Oh. Is Purdue like a verb? Is that what the name of the school's after?
No, you're thinking of...
Purdue?
Is there a school called Purdue?
Yes.
No, Purdue means to Purdue is just simply to exist.
No, that's exist.
No, Purdue.
Purdue University, like, yeah.
Oh, that is so funny. It's even spelt the same way. No, Purdue just means to Purdue, like to exist. To simply exist and nothing more.
You know what's the laziest American thing in the world, by the way, is to call Notre Dame University Notre Dame. That's so fucking American, dude.
I know. I'm looking it up right now. To Purdue is, it's an analytic philosophy, as I already knew, because I'm an expert in this.
Oh, you're an analytist. Yeah.
No, I'm an expert in this, I said.
Same thing.
And I can't really find it online, but.
You can't find University online with the Google search?
No, to Purdue, the philosophical term.
Oh, I think you, like, thought that that was a thing, but it's not.
No, it's a thing.
I think that was Jason Sheely trolling you at Cal State Fullerton, Joe.
No, that wasn't Mr. Sheely. Sorry, Dr. Sheely. That was,
Oh, you can call him Jason now. Like, we're a graduate, so, like, he's like a philosophical...
Our contemporary?
Yeah, contemporary.
I don't know how to spell it, actually, but I don't know. It's fine. Let's move on.
Please.
This segment has outlived its usefulness.
Yeah, but just barely. So I think we can nicely transition if you'd like.
Oh, you want to transition?
Yeah, to the next segment.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about how we got better as hosts.
What do you mean?
Well, initially... I did a lot of the Jewish rage, and I was kind of awkward talking to the guests, and through an intense process of introspection and hating myself for being awkward, I was able to snap myself out of it.
Joe, do me a favor real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, you see the Google Doc?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and close it.
Okay. You should put in a clicking... thing. Like, yeah. Okay, I clicked it.
Yeah, and just talk to me. It's going really well when we just talk. Let's not worry about structure. Structure's not what we're about.
But what do we talk about?
Do you feel nude? Do you feel naked?
Yeah, because I am.
Oh, okay. Oh, can you, speaking of regrettable fashion and body choices, by the way, you bought some overalls the other day.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
So, I was at Forever 21... and I'm just looking around, seeing if there was anything that I wanted to buy.
Do you want to discuss Elon Musk after this, by the way? Because that is a gold mine, but yeah.
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
I mean, not really. But we can, just because I don't really know that much about what's going on right now for him.
Oh, chat, can you explain what's going on? But go ahead and tell your story.
While you're doing that, let me start over. So I'm at Forever 21... and I'm just there to see if there's anything that I like. And I don't really see anything. And then I see hung up on the wall overalls. And they're these lightly colored overalls. And I just start laughing hysterically because overalls are back in style. So I look around for more overalls. And there's like a camouflage overall that looks like really stupid. So I'm looking for darker colored overalls just because I think they'd be cool. So like I ask somebody, like, hey, do you work here? She's like, yes. Like, hey, do you know if there's darker colored overalls? She's like, oh no, just these ones. And I look at them and like they're so stupid. But I'm like, wouldn't it be funny if I tried them on? So I try them on and they actually look really good. So I bought them and I got home and I showed my brother Jeff. And
stop trying to make Jeff happen.
Jeff's my brother. Jeff says, he just starts laughing. And he's like, hey, are you going to wear those on your date tomorrow night? And I was like, oh, I should. And long story short, I did. So as soon as I got there on the date, she takes one look at me. And you could just tell the immediate disappointment and regret on her face when she realizes that she's now on a date with somebody wearing like overalls and they look like Egg Farming Joe. But anyway, I don't mean to bogart the joint. Lars, what do you make of that whole thing?
That's all ridiculous, obviously.
Are overalls a thing again?
Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot was she?
She was not hot.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why I went out with her. She was kind of boring, too.
Oh, I was going to say, if this was some, like, interesting and attractive woman, I would say roll the dice with jokes like that, maybe on, like, the, like, fourth or fifth date where they already kind of know that you're goofy. But if it's just some throwaway date you're going on to get practice, that's fine.
I wasn't going on this date to get practice. I was kind of... I wasn't doing anything else that night, and I thought there was a chance that we might have a good time because...
That's practice.
What do you mean?
That's just practice. You're just practicing dating at that point.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess maybe, but...
Practicing can have a fancy outcome.
I did learn some things, like, yeah. Don't...
Oh, like what?
Don't talk about exes, because the girl that you're on a date with will talk about her exes, and it's possible that, like, 8 years ago, she... was in an abusive relationship that is going to make her cry on the date. So now you're awkwardly standing there while she's crying.
Oh, yeah, did you tell me about that? Like, apparently this girl brought up her ex on the date, which is weird.
Yeah, it was because she asked me how my... And I kind of... It was kind of my fault, not really, but she asked me how my experience on the dating apps going... And I was like, oh, it's okay. I went on like several dates, and I kind of told her about my dates.
That's so weird.
She kind of randomly asked how it's going.
Not you, her. Why did she ask that?
So then I'm like, how about you? And she's telling me she went on a date with this guy who I don't remember. Some guy who, I don't know, some weird story. I can't remember because after that she tells me, you know, I had an abusive ex, and she tells me the story. They dated for a year, and this was like 7-8 years ago. But apparently, so I actually asked her, like, "Have you been to therapy about this?" And she's like, "No, not about this."
What?
Because I felt like that's not like that out there of a thing to say. Like, have you been to therapy about this? Because it's affecting her like so much. Like,
no,
so
I'm
many
saying
years
like, why
later.
Didn't she go?
If she should have.
If she says not about this, I feel like that's the kind of... Well, that's like the one thing you go to therapy for if you have access to it with your healthcare.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess some people don't. I don't know. Maybe people don't have... I don't want to like shit on them. I'm just saying like if you have an abusive ex, please go to therapy if you have access to it. Also, really weird to ask on a date about... That'd be like if you were interviewing for McDonald's and they're like, so how did you like Burger King?
Well, I mean, I feel like it's slightly different on a job interview. You could be like, oh, so are you interviewing anywhere else? But then the person shouldn't say like, oh, I worked at a job before and I hated it and I had an abusive manager and like start crying.
Oh, by the way, if someone ever asked me that in an interview, well, what would you say, by the way? Because I have the correct answer.
Let's role play. So okay. You're my man. You're interviewing me and I'm on a job interview.
Other way around.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you, so are you interviewing anywhere else?
Yes.
Where?
Don't worry about it.
That's kind of rude to say.
Well, it's kind of rude to ask.
I mean, you have the job. So I used to be an executive recruiter. I used to recruit for like executive positions, like vice presidents, you know, of companies and stuff. Very high level stuff.
Oh, I thought you were going to say vice presidency of the United States. Like,
no.
I got Joe Biden up there. It was all right. And then I got
I
Pence
got a
up
huge,
there. It wasn't so great.
I got a huge commission. No. But you're not wrong, Lars. You should say that you are interviewing at other places, of course. They're usually going to ask if you're interviewing anywhere else once they're interested in hiring you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good sign if they ask if you're interviewing anywhere else. You should lead on that you are, maybe that you even have an offer on the table.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, no, that's just good advice.
But you want to be friendly. You don't want to be like, don't worry about it.
Well, yeah, I'd put it something like, yeah, it's just there's similar places that are in the same industry, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's probably a better way to put it. Or yeah. Like, if you, so like, ask me that, like, are you interviewing anywhere else?
Joe.
Yeah.
Are you interviewing anywhere else? You have to tell me.
Oh, you know, I guess, you know.
What do you mean you guess?
Oh, you know. I don't know. You know. Well, you know. So that's an example of what you don't do.
That's why we don't do improv anymore.
I could do, it could be worse. I could do my Jewish rage.
Okay. All right, let's interview that. Let's do the Jewish rage interview.
All right.
Hi, welcome to the interview.
What do you mean, welcome to the interview? I'm here, obviously. I've welcomed.
Yes, thank you. Let's go ahead and take a seat over there.
Shut up, Lars! Shut up!
My name is Gregory, sir.
Shut up!
I don't appreciate your tone, ma'am.
Ah! Alright, that's it. It would be something like that. It was bad.
Why are you talking all meta, sir? I'm confused.
So anyway, at this point in the episode, Joe responds to Lars purely as if Lars is Gregory, and Joe is having psychedelic breakdown, addressing Gregory as Lars as Gregory, like Lars is Gregory.
Dude, don't read the show notes. They're not supposed to know we have this entire episode scripted.
All right, moving on.
Please.
And then Lars says,
please.
And then Joe says, and while we're at it, why don't we talk about the sponsor? And then Lars says,
this isn't the episode for that because we agreed not to do sponsors on this episode to make it a little bit more friendly.
And then Joe says, but wouldn't it be better if we did have a sponsor? In which Lars responds,
yeah, and if a frog had wings, it wouldn't bump its ass when it hopped.
When we wrote that line, it was so funny. Like, Lars and I were coming up with which metaphor to use for like 20 minutes. And then finally, Lars said that one about the frog bumping its ass. And we both knew that was it.
Paid actors, Lars and Joe.
Where did you hear that? Didn't your mom use that?
Did my Christian mom use that? No, she didn't, Joe.
Then was it your Christian dad?
You can't just assume his religion, dude. That's fucked up.
You told me his religion.
It is. It is Christian.
He's a Mormon.
Nope.
All Christians are Mormons.
Actually, it's the other way around. All Mormons are Christians.
No, all Christians are Mormons. It's a new thing that I invented just now.
Oh, well, if we're just inventing stuff, then, I mean, you know, I'm a millionaire.
All right, well, if we're inventing stuff, then I'm making you a billionaire.
Thank you.
Just so you can lend me $10,000.
Ooh, by the way, let's go ahead and let's do the hypothetical that we invented last episode. Okay, so let's say that you could have a garden and you could produce anything that exists. What would you garden?
A million gardens.
No, don't be like the third grader who's like, well, if I had three wishes, I would wish for unlimited wishes. Like, actually give an answer.
A mip stink wish, bitch. Just putting words together. All right.
Oh, did you just have a stroke?
No, I'm a third grader.
Okay.
All right. If I could have a multi-dimensional garden that could grow anything that existed, I probably would grow God. Oh, wait, you said anything that existed? Boom.
Bros. Joe, you're Jewish.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Maybe
matzo balls?
No, because my dad already makes the best matzo balls.
Is there any Jewish food that, like, you love so much that it would be worth growing indefinitely?
Gefilte fish.
Oh, you like that?
Oh, it's delicious. Have you had gefilte fish?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Well, you probably didn't grow up on it either.
I like most Jewish food. I don't like gefilte fish.
Did you have good gefilte fish? Like, how did you have it? Just by itself? Or did you have it,
I mean, I don't really have, like, the Jewish reference to be able to say, like, oh, well, usually this stuff is good, but this batch was not that great. I mean, I don't know.
Batch?
Hatch.
Gefilte fishes don't come in batches.
No, I mean, like, someone cooking it, like, oh, well.
You had homemade gefilte fish?
No, it was at some party. Or like a dinner or something.
No wonder you didn't like it. It was just party gefilte fish. It was just party gefilte.
Okay. It's like Takati of the gefilte fish. Okay.
You just had party fish.
What would a party fish be like?
I'm just kidding. It was probably a salmon or a tuna.
Okay.
I would say if I could grow anything in the whole world, I would grow a quantum computer.
Ah, okay.
So I can run simulations about the universe.
By the way, I love how the chat has completely devolved into, like, its own independent discussion on, like, the ethics of Elon Musk.
Yeah.
This is kind of going on without us. Okay.
For, like, the past 10 minutes, they've just been talking about it. I have complicated feelings about Elon Musk. Grabs popcorn. Accusing people of being pedos and doubling down just out of spite makes you a not-so-good person, in my opinion. He's done a lot of good, but his behavior is not, not very mature. Being a millionaire gives you a free pass to be a man-child and face no repercussions.
All right, that's enough.
Just look at not. So this is all while we were talking over the course of many, many minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Lars, what does Joe think of boars?
That's a question for you, bud.
I like them.
They're a very farty animal, as Frank Jevsy put it.
I think they would be delicious. Like, boar bacon? I feel like it'd be really good.
Borkin?
Borkin?
Yeah.
Borkin.
Yeah, it sounds Swedish.
Lars, what do you think boar would taste like?
I don't know. I don't care.
All right, moving on.
I think I would grow little shots of dopamine.
I feel like that would ruin your, like, brain chemistry.
Yeah, but it'd be fun, like a fun year before that, before like you just destroyed all happiness.
Before you can never experience pleasure again?
Well, or you could like carefully like conduct it. You could make sure that it always was there. And you just like live your life in a constant state of ecstasy.
Or you can just do ecstasy all the time.
Yeah, but that's a drug.
Would you ever want to go to the middle of the Mojave Desert and have a spirit quest with Native American man named Red Chief?
I think Joe's asking me out, guys, right now. This is kind of awkward.
No, I'm saying, like, I'm trying not to use any, like, illegal drug references, but, like, obviously it would be awesome. Just bleep that part.
I mean, I'm not going to say any... No. We can discuss this outside of the podcast.
All right. So, what's new with you?
Nothing.
Same.
Yeah, it's been this way for a while now, you know, doing the work on the podcast in addition to 40 hours a week at my jobs. And, I mean, I don't really have any time for stuff anymore, man. It's kind of depressing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
we need to get an editor for the show. That way you can have some free time.
We do, but we did do something fun recently, by the way. We should talk about that.
We did?
Yeah. Exomania.
Exomania. Oh yeah. Lars and I went to Exomania, where we saw Frank Jevsy and Kill Bill the Rapper and Rav the Rapper.
Love Sad Kid and Dom.
Sad Kid and Dom, who are going to be on our show.
Yep.
So that's exciting.
Yeah, I've absolutely fucked up my ankle to shit, by the way, when we went there.
It's not better?
It's better, but it's not like, I don't think it'll ever be the same.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was worth it, because like, that was like my favorite concert ever, but yeah.
It was worth it? I wouldn't say it's worth it to fuck up an ankle, but...
Well, I mean, it's like mild discomfort once in a very, very rare while.
Oh.
Where, like, I noticed, like, oh, this still needs time to heal.
Can you describe it, like, what happened as you were fucking it up? Because I was there, too, but, like, you just seemed, like, really surprised. Like,
oh, I was just stepping on a weird angle, because this was, like, because they had to redo the concert somewhere else because of, the venue dropped them because of safety concerns, because there were too many people. So they ended up having it at some guy's house, and it was in, like, you know the streets in San Francisco, how they're all like weirdly angled and stuff. It was that kind of neighborhood, but in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's like a 180 degree angle and then suddenly a 90 degree angle.
I took a wrong step somewhere and I rolled the shit out of my ankle. It was brutal.
Yeah, then you like tripped and like landed on like a car.
Yeah.
And then the guy was like, are you okay? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, I was fine at the time. It just like it hurt as time went on. I was like, oh, goddamn.
So we're watching the concert, and, like, I'm grooving to the tune-in.
Grooving to the boobin'.
Yeah. And I'm just kind of, like, swaying back and forth. Like, I notice, like, nobody else is dancing. And I figured it's just because, like, this is like a socially awkward group of people, like they don't know how to dance or something.
Big group of Joes.
Big group of Joes. And then afterwards, I tell Lars, like, nobody else is really dancing. And he's like, yeah, that was like a rap concert. People don't really dance at those. I'm like, oh. I don't know.
Yeah, unless it's like a big, like, club rap thing. No, they kind of just kind of, like, bob their heads and just kind of, like, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I wasn't really, like, dancing like a fool. I was just kind of, like, you know, like, moving my arms.
Yeah, exactly.
Just white person dancing.
I got a great clip of Bill and Rav, because we had, like, not front row seats, but literally, like, back row seats, because everyone was kind of crowded around them at the end.
We were, like, standing where the producers were standing, kind of.
They were within kissing distance of us, with anime eyes.
I got a hug Frank Javsi after he performed, so he was, like, all sweaty, and I feel like his sweat touched my pores and seeped into my skin. So a part of Frank Javsi was in me that night.
Mm-hmm. Can you guess which part?
The sweat. If you're listening to this, Frank, I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. He enjoyed just a part of you being inside of him.
The sweat part.
Also, I don't know why. Like, I didn't expect Rev to be, like, morose or anything, but, like, when he first realized that we were here, he was, like, he had, like, the biggest smile on his face. He was, like, the guys are here! Hey! That was really cool.
Yeah, that was cool. When we saw Bill, he was, like, oh, it's you guys!
Yeah.
And Frank was, like, Frank was also excited. He was, like, hey,
nice to meet you. I like your jacket. Oh! Well, he doesn't talk like that, but yeah.
He was like, I had no frame of reference for what you guys look like. Mm-hmm. And then everybody, and this was all within like a couple minutes. We met like all three of them. And the people there were kind of like, I felt like they were kind of like watching us because the headliners were like excited to see us. So they were kind of wondering like who we are. Yeah. It felt kind of cool.
Then Bill gave me some Pokemon cards.
Yeah, they gave us Pokemon cards. It was cool.
Yeah.
I was excited to meet them. I wasn't like even paying attention to them.
Oh, dude, we still need to go get ramen with Frank.
Oh, yeah.
And we also still need to go hang out with Frank, too.
Oh, yeah. We should do that at the same time.
We have a lot of notable content creators that we need to go hang out with. We need to actually, you know,
if two is a lot.
Hobnob. Yeah, two is more than zero.
Yeah, we're making it in the world.
Yeah.
Screw you, Mom.
Screw you, Mom. Actually, my mom's great. I'm not going to say that.
Your mom's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.